I have three questions I'd like to pose to you this morning and just give you a brief moment to think about the answers to yourselves. What are your expectations of God? What do you expect from God? What are your expectations of yourself? And finally, what are God's expectations of you? I believe all these questions are interrelated. And it's important for us to contemplate the answers to these questions, because if we get the answers to these questions wrong, it disrupts every part of our lives. In today's scriptures, we have an opportunity to hear about Moses and his first encounter with God. Last week, we heard about Abraham and his encounter with God. And in those encounters, God communicates his expectations of us, but he also communicates what we should expect from him. And sometimes we have a tendency to crisscross some of those things. If we think honestly about what we expect from God, sometimes our expectations are too much. How could it be that our expectations of an all-powerful being could be too much? I would suggest to you that those expectations become too much for God because our expectations of ourselves aren't high enough. And that's where we have to turn to God and ask God for his expectations from us. That requires a profound kind of prayer life and an honesty that's often hard to expect from ourselves. But I want to suggest to you that if we're unwilling to ask ourselves about our own capabilities, God is unwilling to do the things we expect of him, because God knows we're capable of doing it for ourselves. There are other times when perhaps our expectations of ourselves are too high, where we think we don't need God. And it's those moments where God wants more than ever to clarify his expectations of us. One of the things in today's first reading that I think is really fascinating is God presents himself in the form of a burning bush. And we hear in that story that as the bush is aflame in fire, it is not consumed. That's an important concept, I think, for each one of us to kind of contemplate. What does that mean, that God is ablaze in that bush, but the bush is not consumed? Well, just like as we look forward to our celebration in Easter, and we recognize the Easter candle, that flame that is shared amongst all of us, but not diminished in the sharing, we too, in our ministry, in the things that we are about in our day-to-day life, we have to be willing to share those things without being consumed. And sometimes we find ourselves exhausted, burnt out, completely and utterly spent, because all we're doing is giving and giving and giving. God does not expect that from us. In fact, God is the one who spent everything in order for us not to have to spend everything. And so if you find yourself in life being in a place where you're just giving and giving and giving and not receiving anything in return, I want to explain to you that your expectations of yourself are too high and your expectations of God are too low. Because in the psalm, we hear that God, in his kindness and mercy, is constantly willing to provide whatever we need in terms of forgiveness, in terms of rest, in terms of refreshment. And perhaps we are so caught up in what we are about that we forget to be open to the reception of that kindness. The other thing that I think is really powerful in today's readings is when Moses approaches God and says, "Who should I say sent me?" And God gives us his name. "I am who am, Yahweh. I am." Think about who you are in your I am. I want to suggest to you that the answer to those questions, what do you expect from God? What do you expect from yourself? And what does God expect from you? Are all answered with I am. The challenge is, and I think in our English language, we always capitalize I when we refer to ourselves. In our spiritual life, I think it's really important for us not to capitalize the I in the I am. The capital I in I am needs to be God. And our I am needs to be subordinate to our God. It doesn't make us less. In fact, it makes us more. Because then there's a communion in terms of our expectations of God and his fidelity, and our expectations of ourselves and our fidelity. Because we're broken and God is perfect, he is constantly willing to extend the kindness and the mercy that we need in order to live our I am. This morning, we recognize the promise of Jesus Christ when he says, "I am the bread of life." As we come forward to receive Christ in this Eucharist, let it be our prayer that this Eucharist can feed our I am, to help us to orient our I am in an appropriate way, to recognize our need to be reliant on God, but also our need to be honest with ourselves and to empower ourselves to do those things that God expects from us, but being constantly aware that God will always provide for us.